Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
All right, we're halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, the Fan of Victory Monday. A sweep Monday. A perfect Monday. I mean, just an incredible weekend out of Petco Park. Fans showed up in droves to watch our San Diego Padres handle business. And that's what it was. It was a handling of business. Took care of the teams so far you needed to take care of. Tonight it gets a little bit rougher. You know, the Cubs are coming in hot. Dylan Cease on the bump looking for a reclamation start. And freshly shorn face. Looks very, very weird without any facial hair. But we will see how that plays tonight. Maybe he's feeling more free and easy. Baseball players are weird. They do stuff like that. They switch their socks. They wear a different belt. They go no batting gloves. You know, they mix it up.
Baseball players are the weirdest of any professional athlete, right?
No question. Maybe golf too.
I finished The Clubhouse. Yep. We've talked about it all last week as well. The Red Sox documentary on Netflix. Finished the 8th episode yesterday. It was terrific. And my takeaway is, baseball players are so weird.
They're so weird. It's a long season. I mean, 162 games.
I get it. You got to break it up a little bit.
You got to.
But I don't imagine a lot of NBA players or football. Maybe football players. They're goofy.
I think even, but baseball, just that routine.
They take it to another level.
Yeah, they really do. They sleep with their bats. Like, they do weird stuff. What are you doing right now?
JR just walked in.
No, he didn't.
He did. He just walked around the corner there. I don't know if he knows what's going on, but
did he look?
He didn't look.
All right, well, let's go.
JR's our engineer.
Let's
worried.
Just get it done.
Okay, we're going to just get it done.
All right.
There
you go.
So Woods promised that if the Rockies got swept, that he'd have egg on his face.
Close the door.
He'd wear a couple of eggs. I think it should be 3 because of the 3 eggs on the scoreboard, but let's just get it done.
I think you just shut your pie hole. How about that? Smash it, but
smash it right on your head.
Just right here.
All right.
Ready?
Oh God! Oh. Why'd you do it so effing hard, dude? Jesus Christ! It sprayed everywhere.
Turn on your microphone so everyone can hear this. That was really hard.
My God.
I'll try to go a little gentler, but I don't want to have to do it
four times. Hurry!
Oh yeah!
All right, now I can't open my eyes.
Oh, by the way. Thanks for the, 3 pieces of Kleenex, Ben.
Oh.
They're wet wipes.
I can't open
my dry.
Oh.
All right, clean it up before anyone sees us. We don't want to get in trouble here.
Oh, I get yolk all over
me. What did you think was going to happen?
God, idiot.
I like the 94.9 shirt you put on during the break.
Is it actually... Oh, Paulie went too hard.
Paulie went a little hard.
He went way hard. That actually stung.
Yeah, I mean, that looked like it was painful.
Yeah, it cleans up nice, though. You don't even know. You wow. don't even know.
You look good. You
Somebody
look
said
fresh.
Egg yolk is good for the scalp.
It is.
We didn't
it
get anything is. On the microphones. We're good.
Okay.
It's really all in ones. Now you can just pull it off and then wipe your head a little bit. There's a little bit in your hair.
I need a...
And...
couple more
wet wipes.
There's some Kleenex. That's some Kleenex. I don't know how much
Kleenex
that's going to help.
Dry it off there.
So stupid.
Would you care to make any predictions for the Padres Cup series while we're at it? Here?
Yeah, if we sweep, I can kick you in the nuts as hard as I can. It's so grimy.
That was it was a pricey bit, as this carton of eggs cost $10. Although I bought the ones that were about to expire, so they slapped the 25% off sticker last night at Vaughn. So save $2.50 on the $10 carton of eggs.
Paulie had some anger behind that.
Yeah, that was
there. There was like a hidden meaning behind that. Oh my god!
Goodness for you. This is my chance. PMB says, "What's this? I've been going to the gym." Yeah, you're showing it off there.
I look like that British girl. Never mind.
Gracie says you're yoked.
Bonnie Blue.
Get it?
I look like Bonnie Blue. Oh,
in more ways than one. I love it. A good double entendre. You're yoked.
God. It's right in my crotch, too. The yolk is...
That was all Pauly.
Right?
Pauly went way too hard.
Way. I got to go back and watch the video.
I was a little worried that going too soft would then require four cracks.
Yeah.
Like, and the last thing I wanted to do was do the old tap, 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 and
I wanted to make sure
you like
one and
six
done.
Times. Pauly was sure it was going to be one.
All right. Look, I mean, there's not a...
All right.
A little bit of shell, that's it.
No one's going to know. Be all the wiser.
I remember when I said I would take those shirts and take them home and wash them. I threw them in the garbage. So you guys can dock my check for three station T-shirts
that will no longer be given away at a future promotion.
G. Williams says, "What's a yoke?" See, we've had this discussion before. I call it a yolk.
What?
My wife calls it a yolk.
Yolk.
I say
egg
yolk.
Yolk.
Egg yolk. That's what I say.
There's an L in it.
How
There's
do you
no
say F O L K S?
Folk dancing.
Yeah. No. F like folk. Hello, my
the folks? The folks. The
you
folks.
Say folks, I
the
say folks.
Folks. Yeah, the folks.
And she always busts my chops about it.
It's funny, I would say like my parents are my folks. But if you
They're my folks.
If you went to watch like people doing traditional dancing in their country.
Folk dancing.
Folk dancing.
Right. Why isn't it folk dancing?
I don't know.
I say yolk. Egg yolk.
Egg yolk.
And she always busts my chops about it.
Is the L silent? I don't know.
I can't tell you how much yolk is in my crotch right now.
We're on talk radio, though. We're not on talk radio.
Talk radio.
Talk radio.
It's talk radio.
Talk radio?
Hey, let's you and I don't say let's you and I have a talk. It's a talk. Let's have a talk.
Let's have a talk.
We're going to have a talk today. We are going to have a talk today.
TikTok.
There's
talk
no L
radio.
There. Talk radio.
Talk radio.
It's starting to crisp. It's starting to crisp around my...
So you cook your Chinese food in a wok.
Uh-huh.
But you go for a walk.
Dummy. One has an L, one doesn't.
I just don't say it. I guess I never pronounce the L. I go for a walk.
You go for a walk.
I go for a walk. I cook my food in a walk.
A walk.
The one has an L, one doesn't.
I don't say it any different.
But they
weird.
Don't, they still sound the same.
How do you say C-A-U-L-K?
Caulk.
It's caulk, obviously.
Jesus, Ben.
I just don't pronounce the, I guess I just don't pronounce the L. Is
you're
that a Southern California
you're
accent?
You're saying words that, like... You're saying like one has an L, one does not.
I get that.
So obviously they can be pronounced different because we have an extra letter in one.
Sometimes the L is silent, though, isn't it? Is it a silent L or
no.
not a silent
when
L?
When is an L ever silent? It's a walk. Yolk rhymes with Coke. No, it's yolk. It's an egg yolk.
Yolk does when it's Y-O-K-E. Like
yeah, that's
you
like yolk a
yolk. The oxen.
That's correct.
That's definitely no L in that word.
Man. That hurt a little.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I forgive you. I don't want to do that anymore, though.
Uh-oh. Our what? Big boss, Michael, just texted. It just says, what? And then an egg emoji.
It's clean in here.
It's so we're clean. Good. We're good.
I mean, there's really, you can't find evidence.
We're good.
It's all on my person.
If JR wants to make omelets with the remaining 10 eggs,
no, please don't.
We are good to go.
Remember when I vomited from the last one?
We'll donate those. They need to be used today, though, because they're going to go bad tomorrow. So bring in the old, bring in the wok, and you can make some omelets so this morning.
Oh, man, that's great. We don't pronounce T's either in California. Sacramento is Sacramento. That's true. I've heard that as well. How do you pronounce North? It's North. Now, this is, okay, this might get me. N-O-R-F-O-L-K. They say Norfolk.
They do.
They do. That's how they say it.
That is how they say it.
If I was to read, I would say Norfolk. But they pronounce, it's the way that they pronounce their city. Like Prescott, Arizona, spelled Prescott, but they pronounce it Prescott. Nevada, they say Nevada. If you're living in Las Vegas, you say you live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you say Nevada,
isn't it Nevada?
I think it's Nevada. But it's you could say Nevada.
Other people say Nevada?
Yeah, like the people that aren't from there.
I mean, they get really mad at Gonzaga when you say Gonzaga.
Right. Anyway. Well, that bet's over, thank God. I'm not doing any bets for the Cubs series.
Fair enough. By the way, Saturday night, I also, because we were at the Padres game, didn't get to see much of the SDFC game. Lost 3-2 at the Colorado Rapids on Saturday night.
I got home. I looked at the score. Well, I looked at the score before I left the Padres game, and I went, "What in the hell just happened?" Down 3-0, and I went,
"No, it was 1-1, and then it was 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1.
It became 3-1 pretty quickly,
and then we ended up scoring a goal late to get back in the mix, but." No points for that one, buddy.
No road points. Playing at altitude. Look, I watched the highlights. Definitely felt like that might have been an impact over the course of the 90 minutes. It's the highest altitude in MLS. And you are running, what did they say, about 10 miles all around during the game. So that can't be an easy experience. And it's not the end of the world to lose every once in a while. They've only lost 2 of their 8 matches so far that they've played in franchise history.
Can we ban professional sports in Colorado?
That would be nice.
It's just kind of my idea to make just life better for everyone. No, it's funny because the Padres kind of reversed the curse on the Rockies, and then we end up getting beat by a Colorado team with SDFC. But, yeah, got to find a way to rebound, get back in the win column. We have a very awesome special thing for you guys, and I believe it's going to kick off this Friday. I'm waiting on final confirmation from said guest, and it will become a regular feature on Ben and Woods that you guys will very, very, very much enjoy on every Friday.
Especially if you're inclined to talk SDFC.
And some other things.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wave lost 2-0 at home at Snapdragon Stadium on Saturday. But Sockers did win last night. They are one win away from a 17th championship in franchise history.
Last night wasn't the last one. Did they go on the road?
So it's a best of three series.
Okay.
So now they have to go on the road next Sunday down south in Mexico against the Chihuahua Savage.
Savage. Is the R silent? I thought the R in Savage was silent. Is it not?
Brock
ooh, Savage.
Could, should, would.
You don't say wold.
You don't say wold, so that the L is definitely
you don't say
silent
cold.
In those words.
Damn it, you're right. I don't know. Seals lost.
Or are they the seas?
Oh, the seas. The seas lost. Playoffs are looking potentially like a distant memory.
8 teams make the playoffs. Are they not going to sneak in still? They got to win this week.
I don't know.
This is a big one. Last home game, right? It's it is fan appreciation night. Playing the team you just lost to is, I believe they're Albany, right?
Yes.
Or is it
Firewolves.
Albany? Or is it Albany?
It's Albany.
Albany. Playing Albany again. And they're a game behind the Seals. But if they beat the Seals, they'll have the same record and the tiebreaker. So that might be a win and in situation for the Seals on Friday night for the last game, home game of the season.
It's a big one for your old pal Woodsy.
Is it?
We haven't talked about it yet.
Should we talk about it?
Yep.
All right, we got a couple minutes here.
Want to do it here?
Make the announcement, yeah.
No, I'll do it next.
Okay, we're going to tease it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Woods has got an announcement for us.
Big announcement.
And then we'll play some take on Woods in our next segment. If you'd like to be our contestant, 833-288-0973.
Oh, we can do it here. We got
833-288-0973. We got a couple minutes here. We can do it. I don't think it necessarily needs to be teased. Let's make the announcement.
It's that's it for me. Friday, hanging them up.
Last game as the public address announcer for the San Diego Seahawks.
Yeah, buddy.
After what? Six seasons.
Yep. Every
the only announcer you've ever had. You missed one game this year.
I did.
But, yeah, otherwise, you've been behind the microphone for every single game that they have had in their franchise history since the franchise was born.
Yes.
And now you are walking away.
That's it for me. It's
They have to win then.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
They've been so close on the cusp of titles, but they've not gotten it done. Don't you want your championship ring?
Of course. Of course I do. It's all I ever wanted. I fell massively in love with the team. They've taken such good care of me over the years. I've had such a great time doing it. You know, I leave it all out there every game. But for me, my kids are starting to play a lot more sports. Friday nights Bo plays football on Friday nights, and I can't rationalize it anymore of like missing his football games. You know, his baseball thing is going to heat up pretty soon. Taylor's starting to play more sports. And I can't be away from home Fridays and Saturdays, man. I don't get all that much time. Those are the moments that, like, they never come back. And I've already had to miss a couple of things that kind of made me sick to my stomach missing. And so for me, like, it's, you know, family first, obviously. And I've loved it, man. I have had such a great time, and I love the players. I love the organization. They've treated me like absolute gold, and I'll be really bummed. I will be really emotional Friday because I love being down there.
Well, they are currently in a four-way tie for seventh place. The top eight make the playoffs, so absolutely, like, must-win game this Friday night.
And I, you know, it potentially with it being, and listen, we could make the playoffs and end up having to go on the road. And if you lose, that's it. I mean, hopefully I get to call another playoff game, but my last regular season game will be on Friday. Oh, it sucks, dude. I started getting choked up a couple weeks ago when I was there. I was like, man, I really love this. I really have a fun time doing it. But
is this news to them right now?
I talked to the okay. higher-ups there.
All right, so they know.
They knew.
All right. So it's not just fan appreciation night. It should be Woods appreciation night.
No,
well.
This is not about me. It's about the fans. But I'm going to absolutely bring the heat.
I know you will.
The heat on Friday night.
I
cannot
know you
wait.
Will. All right, again, phone lines are open for Take on Woods. We'll put some callers on hold during our break. 833-288-0973. We got our 5-question musical trivia challenge coming up in just a moment. First, we'll get a check of traffic. It is Ben Higgins, Stephen Woods, and Paul Rind on San Diego's number one sports.
Powell Rind.
Powell Rind.
Come on, Powell Rind. You're going to say it right.
So close.
Powell Rind on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you about SDFatBoss.com. Their spring special is going on right now. If you want to lose weight, lose it fast the way I did, and lose it sustainably, you can do so by following the program at SDFatLoss.com. Get $200 off right now and lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. For me, that was 40 pounds in 60 days. Did it over a year and a half ago, and I have kept every single pound off. I got even more compliments when we were at the game on Saturday. It feels great to get those compliments. Mostly it just feels great to feel great and have more energy, less back pain. So many good things that come along with weight loss, plus heart health, you know, the good stuff. I want to keep you alive a little bit longer. Losing weight is the way to do it. And SDFatLoss.com is a doctor-developed, easy-to-follow program with no drugs or injections, no prepackaged meals, bars, shakes, or exercise requiring. Just follow your counselor's recommendation, eat food you normally would eat, like steak and chicken, and lose the weight fast. Go to SDFatLoss.com, schedule your free consultation. Do it today at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Got our Linsider, Bennett Woods Padres Linsider. Dennis Lynn from The Athletic is going to join us at the bottom of the hour as the Padres continue this historic start. 10-0 at home to begin the season. 13-3 overall, best record in all of baseball. And they've actually opened up, if I check my standings right now, a 1.5 game lead over the Giants, who are 11-4, and a 2.5 game lead over the Dodgers, and 4 games over the Diamondbacks, who are all really good teams in the NL West. I mean, it's shaping up to be a terrific division this year. Too terrific, actually.
Yeah, too rich for my blood.
It's the last division you want to be in this year.
Correct.
Right now, the Diamondbacks, who are in 4th place, would be tied for 1st in the AL East, which is usually considered the best division. They'd be tied with the Blue Jays, who are 9-7 and in first place right now in that division.
9-7's a decent start to the season. You're like figuring it out. Guys are, you know, you got some new guys. Like, guys are figuring out their pitch mix and whatever. You're like, all right, 9-7. We'll take that. To be 13-3, have a little breathing room is pretty interesting for the San Diego Padres.
You clean up nicely. No one would even know that you just had egg on your face.
My hair is so crispy.
Crispy, it but it always so... kind of looks crispy the way you put your product in, so it doesn't change much. So how do you feel?
We have like a hair dryer right now, and we just held it on your hair. Would like we start seeing some scrambled eggs?
Oh yeah, it's in there. I feel like I need to take a shower.
Are you mentally prepared though for a little game of Take on Woods?
Absolutely.
All right, then let's get to it. All right, let's go today. We've got Charlie. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Charlie, you're a contestant for Take on Woods. It is brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. We got you 3 categories and your chance to qualify for our grand prize drawing of a 2-night stay at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, a $150 gift card, and your choice of concert tickets to either Disturbed, Ghost, or Pantera. Get your tickets for all 3 shows now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, Charlie, Woods is gone. You get to pick the category and whatever direction you want to go here. We've got Curious George, 5 musical artists with George somewhere in their name, 1980s duets, pretty self-explanatory, and A Call to Arms, 5 song titles and artists that include the word arms somewhere in the name. So Curious George, 1980s duets, or A Call to Arms, Charlie?
Let's do Curious George.
Curious George. Okay, today we're featuring five musical artists with George somewhere in their name. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. First question is the two-second song. Polly's going to play some music. You need to give me the song title and the artist with George in their name to score that point. If you don't know one, you can always pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. You versus Wood, same five questions. If you beat or tie him, you're in the drawing for the grand prize. Charlie, you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Polly, you good to go? All right, here
ready.
We go. 60 seconds on the clock in the category Curious George. Charlie, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
George Foreman, Bad to the Bone?
Not George Foreman, George Thorogood. He sounds much older, but which English singer was still a teenager when his 2013 single Budapest became a worldwide hit?
George. I was going to throw a random name out there. George McElroy.
Incorrect. Which performer, whose given last name is O'Dowd, rose to prominence as the lead singer of Culture Club?
Pass.
Nicknamed the King of Country Music, which performer is known for classics like the ballad Amarillo by Morning?
Pass.
Which jazz musician had a breakthrough R&B hit with the 1980 song Give Me the Night?
George Foreman.
Incorrect. Which performer whose given last name is O'Dowd rose to prominence as the lead singer of Culture Club?
George.
Oh, boy. George would have been the answer. Boy George was Culture Club. George Ezra was the Budapest singer. Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. George Strait is the King of Country Music. George Benson. Give me the night. You've got no hope on this one. I'm sorry.
I don't think...
Charlie, you've got zero hope today. But we'll see how Woods does. Same five questions. See how tough this category really is. All right, let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Charlie.
Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood, and the Destroyers.
Correct. He sounds much older, but which English singer was still a teenager when his 2013 single Budapest became a worldwide
hit? George Ezra.
Correct. Which performer, whose given last name is O'Dowd, rose to prominence as the lead singer of Culture Club?
Boy George.
Correct. Nicknamed the King of Country Music. Which performer is
George Strait.
Correct. Which jazz musician had a breakthrough R&B hit with the 1980 song Give Me the Night?
George Benson?
Yeah! Ooh. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
5-0 wipeout today for Woods in the category Curious George.
Like it.
Sorry, Charlie. I knew you didn't have a hope on that category in that score on this day. He answered George Foreman like three times.
He just kept guessing.
George Foreman.
George.
Noted
Foreman.
Crooner.
The late George Foreman.
Noted crooner. George Foreman.
If it didn't work on the first one, maybe...
Maybe one of these.
George Ezra. Oh, he's going to be nightmares.
Why?
We were hoping he would
played
go.
Played it 1,000 times.
Like, I was stunned that he was like 12 when he recorded that or something.
Was he?
We had the Culture Club question, and he's like, George Foreman. We're like, if you would have said, George. Could have given you a point.
George Peppard from the A-Team. That's nice to wax some ass first thing on
you
a Monday
did very
morning.
Well. All right, we've got our Linsider, Dennis Lynn, talking Padres from The Athletic coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen up, guys. If you're looking to get cash out of your home's equity, refinance out of a high rate, or maybe do the home improvement project you've been putting off, Loan Pronto can make it happen in a matter of days. Take advantage of this opportunity. Get tens or even hundreds of thousands out of your home's equity. Pay off all your credit cards. Pay off your car loans. The average homeowner cutting their monthly bills by $1,000. Some rates have dropped, so now's a good time to do it. Get more info at loanpronto.com. Inflation, higher costs, put a lot of people in stressful financial situations. But again, if you own a home, there is a way out. Loan Pronto has multiple options that can help you get the financial freedom you deserve. Most homeowners get their cash in less than 2 weeks. Most don't even need an appraisal. Do the smart thing. Stop paying insane rates on your credit cards. Wipe them all out. Get a lower mortgage rate. Get some money for the home improvement project. All starts by getting in contact with the experts at Loan Pronto, loanpronto.com, or call now, 619-207-4336. But great resource. Just go to loanpronto.com and get the process started now. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We were just talking about how competitive the NL West is here through the first 10% of the season. Funny thing, that's exactly what Dennis Lynn wrote about in a new piece in The Athletic this morning. If you want to check out all of his Padres writings, you really need to subscribe to The Athletic. And
you
our
got 55 seconds of traffic. You can read that whole piece
quickly.
Yeah, quick.
Before we ask Dennis
skim
about
it,
that.
There you
piece.
Go. And that is coming up next. Our Padres, Ben and Woods, Linsider, next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Yeah, reading Dennis's new piece this morning, Woods. It's too bad Padres aren't in an easy division like the AL East, Dennis, they'd
right.
be running away with things right now.
Morning, guys.
Yeah. Morning, buddy.
It's a very competitive division. I think we all knew that. I think maybe we didn't expect this kind of start from all three teams at the top. I think entering yesterday, at least, I know the Dodgers took a couple on the chin from the Chicago Cubs, who were happening to be in town tonight, but I think the three teams at the top of the division have the three best records in the majors, and that's something you don't see very often. So I thought I would write a little bit something about it.
Which is the most surprising to you? I think we'd all be hard pressed to say anything other than the Padres being 13-3 is the most surprising, right? Like I wanted them to get off to a hot start.
Well, the Giants are pretty surprising.
The Giants are pretty surprising, but I think a 13-3 start leading the division, I know it's way, 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 way early. This is the one that has surprised me the most, Dennis, is the Padres getting off to the scorching hot start and, you know, being undefeated at home.
Yeah, I agree, Woodsy. I think it is surprising, but at the same time, given what they did last summer for, you know, 63 games after the All-Star break and into the playoffs, I guess it's also not surprising in that aspect, because they're building off what they did back then, and they're doing it right now. I guess this is, again, the surprising part. They're doing it without some key players on the healthy roster. So that speaks to the identity they've built under not only Mike Schilt, but also, you know, Victor Rodriguez and Ruben Niebla, who both got, I think, well-deserved contract extensions or new contracts in the offseason. And they're just doing it different from pretty much everyone else at a time when I think fundamentals are kind of pretty shoddy around the game in general, to be charitable. I think the Padres pay a lot of attention to the little things, and they're putting pressure on opposing defenses. They're running a lot. Manny Machado has 6 stolen bases. I don't think that's going to keep up, but that's just an illustration of some of the things that they take advantage of that you might not see from the average team.
Dennis, speaking of the injuries, wasn't in the clubhouse this weekend. I've seen estimates on Jake Cronenworth's rib fracture, 2 weeks up to 8 weeks. What are you kind of hearing about that? And then what are the Padres going to do in center field? How quickly could Jackson Merrill be back? Because with Brandon Lockridge now going down, the depth is being sorely tested.
Yeah, let's start there, I guess, with the center field situation. They got Jason Hayward, who's played some center field in his career, not a whole lot recently. Tyler Wade, who came in for Brandon yesterday after Brandon suffered a little hammy strain. And, yeah, there's not a whole lot after that. I don't know that they want to, you know, mess with Tatis and put him in center when he's doing really well in right field and kind of, you know, just getting back to full health himself. But, yeah, it's an interesting situation right now in center field. I would say, you know, Eddie Rosario playing center field in El Paso a few days ago is interesting, although I don't expect to see him up imminently, although, you know, I also didn't expect to see Jose Iglesias playing left field the other day in Sacramento. So this team definitely keeps you on your toes. So I think we'll just have to wait and see what they do there, although maybe they bring up Connor Joe. He definitely probably deserves to be on the team out of spring training. Kind of a tough beat for him, but he doesn't play center. So yeah, there's some questions there. And as far as Jake Cronenworth goes, I think, yeah, the 2 to 8 week range, I could see it being anywhere within those parameters. These things, you know, it's kind of based on pain tolerance, and it's a non-displaced fracture of one of his rib bones. So yeah, it's a tough beat for him too. So we'll have to wait on him, but I think it's pretty open-ended right now as far as timelines go.
I'd hate to be out and it was dependent on my pain tolerance.
I would never see you
back
in December.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel so bad about it.
You at home, like, I literally cannot broadcast. I don't know what you want me to say. I'll see you guys at the extravaganza, maybe. I can't. Yeah, I mean, he's a hockey player. You know, grew up a hockey player. He's a tough guy. But again, it's one of those things, like, you don't want it to get worse and worse and worse. And you know, same with Jackson Merrill. Like, all these, like, kind of, these all lend... It sets you up to have those nagging injuries, which are just the worst. Like, oh, I, you know, I did this. I broke my finger. I'll be back when it heals. These are those ones that you just hope don't end up lingering all season long, like tight hammies all season long for Jackson Merrill and Brandon Lockridge. And, you know, it sets you up for a real test this early, Dennis.
Yeah. At the same time, it gives guys a chance to step up, guys like Oscar Gonzalez, who's shown pretty well his first few games back in the majors since 2023. Yeah, at some point you have to think, right? There's a breaking point with bringing up guys and, you know, putting guys in who just haven't been tested. And yeah, that's a hallmark of a good team, that, you know, these guys can step up and you know, just kind of assimilate right away. And Jose Iglesias, by the way, has been a really nice pickup. You know, just speaking of Jake's injury, but yeah, at some point you don't want to be putting him, a guy who's a career-long infielder, out in left field, which is, again, something they did in Sacramento. And you don't want to be putting Eddie Rosario in center field in the majors if it comes to that. You don't want to be doing a lot of these things. But as Mike Shield is fond of saying, winners find solutions. So we'll have to wait and see what those solutions are, you know, the more of these injuries mount. But, you know, hopefully for the Padres, from their perspective, they don't have many more of these injuries.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. And Dennis, we talked earlier, obviously the Padres aren't going to go 13-3 in every 16 game stretch over the course of the season. They'll have some, you know, tough summer East Coast road trips where you're more than happy with, you know, 8-8 over that stretch. However, in your opinion, how sustainable is this? The Padres aren't really doing anything shocking other than maybe the how good the pitching has been at home so far this year. Tatis has played really well, but Woods pointed out, you know, Manny and Xander have one home run combined in these first 16 games, and they've still gone 13-3. Do you feel like this is a team that should be able to stay up near or at the top of the NL West through most of the season based on what you've seen?
Well, we just talked about it, right? The health situation will factor into this. But as far as, like, what they're doing on the field, I mean, they're leading the majors in batting average, which, again, is not surprising given what they did last year, which is lead the majors in batting average. They're also, I believe, they're leading the majors in batting average against, you know, by their pitching staff. I don't know how sustainable that is, but if you get Yu Darvish back at some point eventually, you get Dylan Cease back on track. I know it's early, but then obviously a couple mixed starts for him. I think they should be pretty good at suppressing, you know, at least major damage and in general batting average. So, you know, those two things would, I think that the batting average is obviously more sustainable on the offensive side, maybe not so much on the pitching side, but yeah, they're not going to win every single game at home. They're not going to go 81-0 as someone, you know, posited to Jose Iglesias. And I think to that, he responded yesterday, let's just win tomorrow and worry about, you know, 81 games down the road. But yeah, I think, they should be at the top of the division for most of the year. It's just a matter of how good the Giants actually are and how good the Diamondbacks actually are. We know the Dodgers are going to be there in the end, but yeah, I think, you can't win a division in April, but you can certainly lose a division, and the Padres are the farthest thing from losing a division right now.
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, I don't want to be like the, oh, of course, we get off to our hottest start in franchise history. And, you know, the Dodgers are right there. The Giants are right there. But, I mean, this division coming down the stretch is going to be crazy. And, you know, you see the Dodgers sitting in third place today, which nobody predicted. We all kind of predicted that they wouldn't leave first place with as loaded as they were. But I already saw, like, tweets coming out over the weekend, rumors of them looking to trade for Luis Roberts early. Like, there's a slight bit of panic in L.A. right now, at least among the fans. And I don't think there needs to be at all. They got a lot of guys coming back. But that's the other thing you have to worry about is what are those teams going to do to improve? Do you foresee A.J. Preller working the phones a little bit right now, trying to find more depth?
I think we can't put that past him, considering he traded for Luis Arraez in May. Yeah, early May. It feels like it's been forever that he's been on the team, but it's been less than a year still. But yeah, I mean, it's AJ. Never put anything past him. He does have less to trade from this season. The budget's probably tighter. I mean, They're above the second luxury tax threshold or apron, whatever you want to call it, right now. So I don't know how much wiggle room there is there, but given the start that his team has put together, it's probably a little easier for him to go to ownership and say, hey, we need a little help here to maintain this. Although right now it doesn't seem like they need a ton of help. But yeah, I think, you know, obviously the Dodgers are not going to sit on their hands, but I think maybe it's also good for us all to take a beat and remember it is, again, April. No one's definitely washed in April. No one's going to win the World Series in April. So I think, again, like we talked about last week, maybe we get closer to Memorial Day and everyone reassesses where they are. But if you're the Padres and you see a real opportunity to go for it against it, again, they're a team that goes against the grain, I would not put anything past AJ Preller.
They talked last night on the ESPN Sunday night broadcast about the Cubs losing Justin Steele for the season and said a natural fit for the Cubs would to be go out and get Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins, and how the Marlins are willing to deal and the Cubs have so many prospects that they could get. I think he's going to be a name. I'd be surprised if he's still there at the All-Star break. Cubs being one of those teams.
Marlins have a winning record right now.
I know. It's, you know, you're not keeping him most likely. Well, I think he has another year left too. He's a really attractive guy. You could get a lot back for him. But again, they also mentioned Dylan Cease on the trade block still yesterday in that broadcast, which makes no sense to me as we're sitting here 13-3 with the San Diego Padres, Dennis.
Yeah, I think those the trade rumors surrounding Dylan Cease and Michael King, well, not so much King, because, you know, once he signed that kind of weird deal in the offseason, those mostly went away. But yeah, Dylan Cease is he's not going anywhere. Maybe there's another guy out there who looks just like him with a natural beard, and this is an imposter, and they can trade one of these two and keep the other on the roster. But yeah, I think the speculation about him going anywhere probably needs to go away for right now.
Finally, Dennis, do you view these next three games as a bit of a litmus test for the Padres early in the season? A Cubs team that is red hot, got a plus 43 run differential, just bodied the Dodgers two straight days, and took two of three from the Padres in Chicago, and honestly, could have easily been a three-game sweep if not for a pretty miraculous comeback by the Padres. Are we going to test and see how good the Padres are right now?
I do, Ben. I think they all do in Petco Park. I mean, they took two out of three against the Padres at Wrigley, came close to sweeping them, if not for patented Padres comeback.
Yep.
But at the same time, they're going to be playing in actual humane conditions this week at Petco. It's not going to be almost freezing temperatures like it was at Wrigley. So we'll see. But yeah, I think the Cubs are really good. They I think they're the only team in the majors that has more stolen bases than the Padres. And so they play a pretty good brand of baseball as well. But I think, yeah, if you're talking about litmus tests in April, this is as good as you'll find.
All right, Dennis, appreciate it. Have a really good week. We'll talk to you next Monday in your transition between Houston and Detroit, I believe.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that'll be a nice slice of middle America, I guess.
Yeah, the best. Nothing like it, D-Lynn. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, guys.
Dennis Lynn, our Padres, Ben and Woods, Lynn Sider, joining us each Monday throughout the baseball season. And, you know, the Padres do have to face, like, Shota Imanaga again tomorrow, who was really,
really good,
really nasty in that first game. And then they'll get Matthew Boyd again in that third game. So a couple of now the advantage is you faced both of those guys already, but you know they were both pretty good against you as well in that series against the Cubs. So can you find a little redemption? It certainly will be a better fit for the Padres at Petco Park and better weather with their own fans. And but the Cubs are hot right now. There's no doubt about it. They're good. They're a really good team.
They are, man. And you look at their up and down their lineup, and they're really, really balanced, and they're having monster years from kind of some unexpected guys, too. So, yeah, it's going to be a real challenge for Dylan Cease tonight, a real challenge. Now, Jameson Taillon's not gotten off to the best start for them. We've got some guys that have absolutely murdered him in their careers, but means nothing, really. It means nothing at all. Cease has pitched well against these guys, too. He's got some good numbers against them, at least what I saw on ESPN about average against. And, you know, he's got to pitch like an ace tonight.
I'd be a little nervous if I was Dylan Cease, not just because I was coming off the poor start, but no one wants to be the guy who stops from going. They got 34 consecutive scoreless innings and three straight shutouts. I imagine Dylan Cease doesn't want to be the guy who lets everybody down by giving up a run tonight. You know, it's going to happen at some point, clearly, and Padres a win. You know, they'll take a 10-9 win tonight. They don't care how many runs scored as long as they win. But I bet Dylan Cease is taking that mound going, seeing, let's see how long we can keep this
going.
Keep
it rolling, man.
Keep it rolling. But much tougher task against the Cubs compared to the Rockies. You're going from the coldest, worst offense to maybe the hottest, best offense right now in baseball.
Yeah, you'd hate to call them pesky, but they're a pesky team. They find a lot of, they play really good defense. You know, it's going to be a real challenge. It's going to be a real challenge. But, you know, this is what you live for. I mean, these games, it's so fun this season. Doesn't every game just feel massive? Like every, based on what happened last year, just every game feels so big. It's so much fun.
That's the last few years.
It has. Yeah, it has. It's been great. Like, counting down the minutes till first pitch is so much fun.
I will say it is nice to have a bit of a early season cushion.
Yeah,
I mean,
big time.
You know, when that little, you know, down period hits, you don't feel like, oh, we're now digging ourselves into a deep hole. You love to put yourself on a little hill to start the season so you can weather what happens later in the year.
You know what they say, more cushion for the pushing.
Cushion for the pushing. Yeah. The, you know, the playoff pushing.
Yes, that's what I was referring to.
Nice. Yeah.
I thought you'd like that.
All right, we've got 1 hour left. We got some tickets to give away to a Warren Haynes band and more in the final hour of Ben and Woods next on 97.3 The Fan.